This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And it is an amazing team. If you do want to call the show, you can reach us at 844-551-8255. And what? I just... 55. I feel like I got drizzled. Ooh, let me look at the microphone and see what's on there. That was nasty. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Days are getting longer. The longest day of the year comes up here, tomorrow. And happens to be my birthday. And I said, on June 21st, the good Lord said to himself, you know what? That kid, Kevin Jackson, deserves a long day. He deserves to wake up in the morning early and be able to look at the dew on the plants and go to bed at 9 o'clock and finish enjoying my good handiwork in nature at 9 o'clock at night. And I love the fact that my birthday is on the summer solstice. It is the longest day of the year. I love that. Occasionally it's on Father's Day and you have to, share the whole thing. You know, you get your birthday presents and your Father's Day presents on the same day. Didn't happen this time, so I get two separate things going on. The kids will call every now and then. They get to call you twice. In my case, within the period of a week, generally. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, longest day of the year. The days are getting longer. But the question I want to ask you guys, are the days getting longer for us, or are the days getting longer for the leftist? Because when Barack Obama was president, it seemed like everything took forever. I don't know how you felt about it, but it was like, oh, seriously? Constantly bombarded with different issues coming up all the time. And it seemed like every day was just and I don't mean a long day the way I'm experiencing my long day of my birthday tomorrow. I'm talking about just drudgery. Sisyphus, pushing the rock up the hill only to watch it roll back down. That was the same way. Do you feel as if we're winning, as if the leftists are feeling that, like they're pushing the rock up the mountain and it keeps rolling back down on them? Do you feel that way? Or do you think they feel like Icarus that flew too close to the sun? I don't know what you may be experiencing with that, but here's what I say. I don't think they're feeling our wrath just enough, at least based on us winning. Look, everything that's going on, we should be pounding them. They should feel as if the weight of the world is on their shoulders, yet we continue to follow their narrative. We've got Trump now being looked at for obstruction. And I want you to note the subtle change. They're no longer focused on collusion. So the fact that there was no crime of collusion, now it's obstruction of the idea that there was no crime. How can you obstruct something when there is no crime? But now we're talking about it. And I saw a poll that said something along the lines of, the obstructionist thing is starting to take hold. And I'm going, really? Okay, so what you're saying is the collusion thing no longer took hold, so we've migrated. Remember before we migrated people, Manafort was the one in collusion, in cahoots with the Russians. Then it was, some guy, I don't even remember the guy's name now, Carl something. Then it became Jared Kushner. And Kushner's like, investigate me. And of course it was Trump. And of course it was Flynn. And who is it? Who's got the ball? Can somebody point me to the man with the ball with the Russian story? I can't seem to locate him. So now Comey testifies. What should they be focused on? They should be focused on the idea of influencing our elections between the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Donna Brazile, and their collusion with the Clinton campaign. They should also be looking at the DOJ and Loretta Lynch and her collusion with the Clinton campaign, and also Comey for not letting people know that this was going on. But instead, what are we doing? We're pushing a rock up the hill, only to watch it roll back down. We won, folks. I don't know how you feel about this. Are you not used to being winners? I'm just curious. Because, see, I'm used to being a winner. A winner struts. You may not go get all cocky about it, but you certainly aren't going to apologize for it. We seem to be apologizing for winning. Oh, well, you know, I don't know. All these different people involved in the Russia thing. We shouldn't even be discussing Russia. We shouldn't be discussing obstructionists. How can you be an obstruction to something that is you're not worried about? It's like, you know, I mowed the grass.
Well, did you mow the grass?
Yeah, I mowed the grass.
Well, why would you not say you mowed the grass?
I just said I mowed the grass. You know, it's so bizarre to me that Donald Trump can be not guilty. There is no investigation because there is no story. And they go, well, he obstructed the idea that we were trying to get to the story. That's crazy. There's no logic involved in that discussion whatsoever. But we're talking about it. And then the left want to come,
oh, now it's obstruction. Obstruction, obstruction, obstruction.
Are you guys ready to win? Because I'm going to give you the secret formula today. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. I will give you the formula for winning. And it is act like a winner. Stop being chumps. Holy cow. What does it take? You've got Donald Trump who reset the map for politics. He took the map away in Michigan, Ohio, Florida, you name it, Pennsylvania, states these people thought they were going to win because they were dyed in the wool. The people over there spoke. And yet, we act like losers. When do we start acting like winners? That's what I want to know. It's long enough, folks. The days are getting longer. And after the 21st, they start to get shorter again. You're not going to have as much time to work. But let me tell you something. The left is going to still make sure your days stay long. They want to make sure you suffer. They're going to make sure that every piece of knucklehead legislation that they've got, the vestiges of Barack Obama, stay on the books. They don't care whether it works or not. They don't care whether it's good for America. They're going to try to convince you that making America great means somebody has to suffer. No, it doesn't. You ever heard of the idea of somebody, you seeing somebody do something good that makes you better? What about Jerry Maguire? You complete me. Can America make other countries aspire for greatness, aspire for better? Isn't that what they tell us? So who should we look up to? Who should we look at and go, oh my gosh, well, that certainly blah, blah, blah makes us want to be better. There isn't a country in the world that makes us want to be better, but we make all of them want to be better. That's why half of them don't like us. Anyway, we got a lot coming up, folks. Cosby's been back in the news, and social justice is back in the news. And, of course, I want to discuss terror and terrorism in general. So, keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I talked earlier about this constant battle against liberalism, and it's got to be frustrating for many of you, because you're saying to yourselves, why are we fighting against idiots? I mean, if any of their stuff made sense, you'd say, okay, I get it. We're debating the nuances of good ideas, but we're not. There's no good idea that says, let's let people come into your country without any skin in the game, where taxpayers have decades and generational experience with the culture and everything that makes up, and I'm going to use the United States as an example, and let's just let Mexicans come in. Without any culturalization, without anything that says, become American. It makes no sense. There's no debate there, folks. It makes no sense to say, you know what? These Muslims are coming in with a radically different culture. They've come into our midst, and we've gone from no Muslim attacks for decades to now multiple Muslim attacks, certainly annually. And I know we haven't had one in a year, But that's because we're cracking down. That's because they're hiding out a little bit. They've got to wait things out and see where things are going to go. But that's the only reason. But it makes no sense to talk about this. It makes no sense to debate the idea of should we have valid proof that you're an American citizen before you vote. There's nothing to discuss. It's the same thing that you need to get your money out of your bank account, to rent a car, to fly, to do a host of other things, to get checks from the government. They want to know who you are, but when it comes to our supposedly our most precious right, we want to debate this? We want to debate, should we have police that we put into power and we give them the responsibility of doing the right thing by the citizenry? I'm not saying cops do it right all the time, but we've got oversight for them. Is there any oversight for criminals? Do they meet with each other and go, you know, that just was a little over the top. You know, you shot grandma. We got to cut you loose, man. No. Look, where there's room for debate, I'm willing to debate. There's no room for debate in letting terrorists into our country or in trying to figure out an alternative that leaves them in their countries, because I truly believe that your people are your best natural resource. It's wonderful if you have oil and gold and all these different things. You better have people that can get to it. You better have people that understand getting to it in the most efficient and environmentally friendly way, etc., is a good thing. I mean, there's a lot of nuances. That's where your people come in. You could give people barren land. And I'll put it this way. If you gave Americans, conservative Americans, land that you considered barren, we figure out a way to make it the most fruitful, best place on earth. You give it to Arabs, and they will leave it a desert.
Oh, Kevin, they've got, you know, Dubai. They've built an oasis there.
Yeah. You wait. Wait 10 years. See what it is. The only way it'll stay an oasis is if they adopt Western culture. End of story. Show me your land of plenty, and I'll show you people that lean towards a democratic republic and particularly use capitalism as their way of governing. Show me this. I'll prove it. By the way, I throw down the gauntlet. Any of you leftists want to challenge me? 844-551-8255. We live in a country, folks, where white Americans, particularly leftists, want to convince you that black folks are being demonized or being denigrated by you. They want people to believe that your policies are the ruination of blacks in America. New York Post was talking about a book written by Jason Riley, a friend of mine, writes for the Wall Street Journal. It's called False Black Power. And he says, political success has not been a major factor in the rise of racial and ethnic groups from poverty to prosperity. He says, since the 1960s, black leaders have placed a heavy emphasis on gaining political power, and Barack Obama's presidency represented the apex of those efforts. The assumption rarely challenged is that black political clout must come before black social and economic advancement. That would be like me saying, oh, the Polish, well, how are they going to be successful? Or the Russians, or the Bosnians, or whomever. Let me tell you what Bosnians do in St. Louis every single day. They get out there and kick butt. These guys come over here, they're like, what? This isn't war-torn Bosnia? Let us at it. And they go rehab houses. They become doctors and lawyers and all this. They built a very large community. And, I mean, don't seem to be making a lot of they're not bothering people. They're not like Middle Eastern Muslims. A lot of them are Muslims, but they seem just like normal folks. I almost look at them like Amish. They just get out there and they work hard and they do their thing, and many of them are successful. Anyway, this article goes on. But if racial diversity among law enforcement and city officials is so critically important, what explains the rioting in Baltimore the following year after a black suspect died in police custody? At the time, 63% of Baltimore's residents and 40% of its police officers were black. The Baltimore Police Commissioner is also black, along with the mayor and a majority of the city council. Contentious relations between the police and ghetto communities are driven mainly by high crime rates in those areas, something that the political left doesn't like to acknowledge. The sharp rise in violent crime in our inner cities coincides with the increase of black leaders in many of those very same cities, which makes it hard to argue that racist or indifferent authorities are to blame. It's just a simple way of saying, folks, you got in these cities black folks in charge of black folks, left and right, and you still have all the problems that the black people complain about. So what is it? What can be said of Baltimore, they write, is also true of Cleveland, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New Orleans, Washington, and he could go on, where black mayors and police chiefs and city councilmen and school superintendents have held sway for decades. In a 1995 book, Facing Up to the American Dream, political scientist Jennifer Hochschild examined data from the 1950s to the early 1990s, an era that covers not only growing black political clout, but also the implementation of the war on poverty, two full decades of affirmative action policies in hiring and college admissions. And she reported that between 1959 and 1992, poverty fell from 55% to 33% for blacks and from 18% to 12% for whites, which means that the ratio of black to white poverty has remained at 3. Hardly a victory in the war on racially disproportionate poverty. The absolute numbers, she say, tell the same story. How about there are 4 million fewer poor whites than 30 years ago, but 686,000 more poor blacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Blacks didn't fare well under Barack Obama. I was just talking about that, and I want to segue into this thing around social justice degrees. And I mentioned in that previous segment about a 1995 book called Facing Up to the American Dream, written by Jennifer Hochschild, a political scientist. And she examined data from the 50s to the early 90s. And the biggest part of that report was between 1959 and 1992, poverty fell from 55 to 33% for blacks and from 18% to 12% for whites, which means, quote, ratio of black to white poverty has remained at 3, hardly a war on poverty, hardly a victory in the war on racially disproportionate poverty. So you're talking about a fall from 55% to 33% or 22 points versus a fall of 6 points. But disproportionately, they were the same. But the absolute numbers don't tell or what tell the whole story. And that is there are 4 million fewer poor whites than 30 years ago, but there are 686,000 more poor blacks. That is a problem. Now, I want to segue that into what has that ratio, if you will, that statistic sort of dictates how everybody views black angst. Because blacks became disproportionately more impoverished than whites, even though the poverty levels dropped for all blacks, for all people. And so we've got this idea that America didn't provide something for blacks during this period. And nothing could be further from the truth. See, America provided for blacks. But what happened was we got derailed with leftism. That's just the truth. If we had been left alone, you would have seen the same degree of lessening of poverty in the black community as you did with whites in absolute numbers. But we didn't see that. And so now they offer, and this is going to blow your mind, that this white professor announced the new program where students can get a degree in social justice. And I asked myself, what is the end game to getting such a degree? What skill set would students have for the real world after obtaining this this degree in social justice? But I want you to hear the ad for it. It's got a little bit of a break in there, and then he picks back up, but they're, because they're flashing pictures. But I'm going to play the whole thing because I don't want to cut it. I want you to hear it. And then you can go see it on the website if you want it at theblacksphere.net. But here's the actual commercial, and I'm going to quiz you on this when it's done.
My name is Judah Schecht, and I'm an associate professor of justice studies at Eastern Kentucky University and the coordinator of the new program in social justice studies. Examination of issues of injustice, inequality, oppression, and violence. It's also the historical and empirical study of social change through social movement organizing, community organizing, forms of legal and policy advocacy, and other examples of activism and struggle. The program in social justice studies at EKU is about using tools and insights and frameworks from the social sciences and from the humanities to understand in an historical sense, as well as in a social scientific sense, what produces and what produces the uneven distribution of oppression, injustice, and poverty.
I don't know how you guys feel. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know how you feel, but I'm mad. I heard that thing. And I'm telling you, I was thinking Cleopatra Jones meets Dolomite. Unbelievable. Superfly, Shaft. What, name your 70s blaxploitation film soundtrack, and there it was. Unbelievable. A white professor. A program, not a class, folks, a program in social justice. Meaning, you can get multiple degrees in this nonsense. All of the imagery that was in this advertisement, when you see it, blatantly based on black angst, the graphics reminds blacks of just how bad things were for us back in the day. And why today's blacks should continue the non-existent struggle. Let me tell you, I would love to watch leftists for just 2 years be forced to never mention negatively the things that happened to black folks. To talk about empowerment. To talk about overcoming. To talk about the idea that America put its foot on your throat, Democrats, put their foot on the throats of black people, and you took it off, you twisted their ankle, and said, take that, white Democrat, slave owner. You did it. I would love to force them to do this. How do you do it? By doing it. Doggone it. That's what we should be doing. Why do you think I set up the Tea Party community? So we could get the monkey off of our backs of being racist. We are not the racist. You just heard one of the most racist commercials you could possibly hear. In your face, racism. Black people are stupid. They're too, you know, unenlightened. They need to become social justice warriors to right the wrongs of what? This reminds me of the people going after Trump, going, well, okay, there was no collusion with the Russians, but now he's obstructed us getting to the truth that he did nothing. Social justice warriors. What kind of degree? This is the biggest nonsense I've ever heard of. And you think it's limited. I wrote about this. I told you people in the book Race Pimping, in my all my books, I talk about the ruse of the left, how they take your money and they spend it on nonsense, and then they continue to feed the nonsense. These social justice programs, folks, are growing faster than STEM classes. The new social engineering experiment program that teaches activism and community organizing. Why not just call it Obama? Hey, come get your new Obama degree. Get everything black. Barack Obama. Say you got a doctorate in Obama. Or Obamaism, or something that invokes the legacy of America's greatest organizer and least productive, worst possible president ever in the history of the country. This program, folks, continues the indoctrination process that gave us the Ferguson effect, that you're watching happen before your very eyes in cities across this country. Philando Castile reached for a gun that a cop told him, don't do it, told him multiple times, finally gets himself shot, and you got people marching for him. There, I don't forget, I forget this guy's name. He was in Minnesota, I think in Minneapolis. And the cops got called by black people because this dude was beating up on his woman. Cop shows up, guy reaches into his car to get what the cop believes is a gun, shoots this guy, rightfully so. And do you know people are protesting this physical abuse, this wife beater? Protesting on his behalf, not protesting him.
That cop killed that man while he was beating his wife. It's just a shame. It's just a shame that the cops would do something like that.
See, that's a country we've built. I shouldn't say that. That's the country we've allowed to supplant the country that we built, where people use common sense in dealing with these types of issues. What? Excuse me, but what happened to us? Y'all got me upset. I'm coughing. I'm coughing now.
Die, Kevin. I'm about to say goodbye to you.
I laugh to keep from crying because it makes me so mad. Look, this is the most patronizing thing I've ever heard. And you white folks, y'all at Eastern Kentucky University, is anybody going to write them a letter and say, what kind of nonsense is this? Oh, it's isolated, right? Yeah, see, people always think, oh, well, Kevin, that's a one-off. It's an anecdotal thing. Let me tell you, this is just like Muslim terror. In the old days, you might have one class on ethnic studies or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I haven't followed communism through college. I was in the STEM program. I was getting engineering and math and science degrees, technology. I put the STEM in STEM, okay? Science, technology, engineering, and math. I was all of it in a bag of chips. That's right. Snap it, baby. So I didn't pay attention. I didn't watch the indoctrination. I'm sorry, I'm observing, but I wasn't worrying about that because as far as I was concerned, I was headed up the woohoo, I'm gonna get the American dream. I don't know, baby. Anyway, when I come back, I'm gonna tell you how bad it is, folks. You're gonna be shocked.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The money that is being stolen from you in the under the guise of academic, you know, excellence or whatever is ridiculous. If you knew what I did, if you felt the way I felt, I don't donate money to my alma mater. Are you kidding me? They've become so leftist. It's crazy. I want to shut down the education system as it exists in America. I'm talking about primary and secondary. Higher ed. All needs to go. It needs to be revamped. And it needs to be revamped where you take politics out of it. You do anything political, we shut you down. It's like a church. How can we be donating money to these schools as conservatives and get nothing from it? How do we not get people that can go speak and talk against these nonsense ideas that these little snowflakes are getting from these communists? And we just go, well, I don't know. I mean, if they don't want Milo there, it's not my business. They don't want Ann Coulter speaking there, Kevin Jackson. We just take it. You just get kicked in the naughty bits every day as a dude, or you get your boobs twisted, ladies, and you just love it. Apparently, it feels good. You're masochistic. You want it. Because if you didn't, you'd do something about it. We cater to these pukes. Oh, your son can get a degree from Wharton or from Princeton or from Yale. And we go, oh, really? Well, how much? And they say, $200,000. I can't afford that. I'll give you financial aid. We'll knock it down to $130,000. I got a $70,000 discount off that $200,000 degree that my kid got. Look at me. I'm amazing. No, you didn't. You overpaid by $130,000 for what your son or daughter could have learned by the third grade. Just shut up. Don't make me slap you. You deserve it. Now look, don't even front white people. You're listening to this program, and you're out there going, what's that black man talking about? My son or daughter has been working really hard, and you worked real hard. You did your part. Shut up. You did your part. And then you know what you did? You go, hey, belly of the beast, have my child. Have my daughter. So you molest her. Well, why not? Have my son change his whole way of thinking. Make him a cream puff. I've made him a man. You make him a boy. And you send him off along their very way. And so they take classes like, hey, listen, it is a requirement that you learn about black people or Hispanics or Asians or Indians or somebody. Oh, did we say Native Americans or whatever. And you better learn something because you, white boy, have been privileged. You too, white girl. And they just go, and y'all just eat it up. It expands their minds. So get this, a new report has found 100 colleges now offer undergraduate and or graduate degrees with the option of obtaining a degree majoring or minoring in social justice or earning a concentration or a certificate in that field. The College Fix reported this. He did an analysis of social justice academic programs at major colleges and universities throughout the U.S. More than 100 higher ed educations now provide students with the ability to specialize in left-wing social justice propaganda. And you pay for it. $9,000 in-state at the University of Missouri, $26,000 out-of-state, if you want a minor in social justice. They also found that 64 American colleges that offer minors in social justice or a substantially similar field, such as social justice leadership, at least 18 four-year degrees in the field, and at least 15 offer master's degrees in social justice. No wonder D. Ray is such an important person in the American lexicon. D. Ray. That's the fact that we even know that name and nobody's joking about it like some black dude talking about the Jetsons. You remember D. Ray that George Jetson used to use on Elroy? By the way, the dog's name was Elroy. There were no blacks in the Jetsons, but they named their dog Elroy. Come on! So whose cruel joke was this? Two colleges offer doctoral programs with a social justice focus. Some are private, but many folks of these higher ed institutions are public colleges that receive state funding. Rutgers, for example, public college in New Jersey, offers students a minor in social justice. To complete the program, students must take a variety of leftist courses. You want to know some of them? Well, here's one, practicing social justice, which mandates that these kids go get involved in what? Mandatory left-wing causes. I said mandatory twice because I want you to say it twice, say it nice. It's mandatory. They must do it. You wonder how they get indoctrinated? Oh, you need to go work on blankety, 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 blank. And so they get around a bunch of liberals that say, this is the way you must think in order to get your degree. This is as much you must think in order to get your A. So they all fall for it. You want to know the course's description? practicing social justice will introduce students to diverse practices of social justice activism, including grassroots organizing, labor organizing, political organizing, transnational organizing. They want these kids to know exactly how to cause a ruckus anywhere they go. From their being on the job, you go get hired. Hire one of these social justice pukes on your job and watch what happens. You think you're gonna that life is going to be good for you? They see racism everywhere. We were talking about, maybe we did, I thought we did earlier, Wheel of Fortune. A guy's watching, his name is Joshua, that's all I remember. He's watching Wheel of Fortune. They're doing a tribute to Southern Charm, and two black. They filmed it at an attraction in Louisiana. It was a plant. It's a plantation house, and two black ladies are walking by in period garb, and the guy, I can't believe that Wheel of Fortune would have a picture of two black ladies walking by in slave dress. They called it slave dress. So Wheel of Fortune says, okay, well, we're going to take that graphic down in future airings of the program so as not to offend anybody. So a social justice warrior, he's on top of it. Man, look at that on the Wheel of Fortune. Look at how those conservatives will sneak it in on you. Sneak in their racism. This attraction. Charging money for people to come see a plantation. Black people walking around in slave gear. No, period garb is what they called it. Period wardrobe. I'm not talking about ladies' time of the month. I'm talking about the things that women wore during that time. And guess what? There's other black folks walking around there. You know what they're called? They're called employees. And they're making money off of white people coming to look at the plantation and see how things were. And black folks are out there showing and giving, I don't know, tours and whatever you do. But no, this social justice warrior saw this and said, okay, black people, I'm going to save you from yourselves. Don't, in case you're watching Wheel of Fortune on that day where they were honoring Southern Charm, you better be careful. There were two black ladies spotted in slave gear. So this social justice warrior probably going to go to work. He's going to go, and he's already rang the alarm bell. Ding, 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 ding. Luckily, they didn't do this filming by a Southern monument. You know, one of these old white dudes, a general or something that fought for the War of Northern Aggression. Because then he could really save some black folks. I'm surprised he didn't Photoshop the Robert E. Lee in it or something. He's going to save us from ourselves. And he's going to get that plantation house shut down. And those 30 black people that work and have to wear that slave garb are going to not have to do that anymore. That's right. You go, white boy. You go. So Joshua will take out at it. And he'll be a social justice warrior from his degree from Eastern Kentucky. And he will shut down the New Orleans or whatever. It was in a Louisiana plantation house. 30 black people will lose their jobs. But they needed to anyway. They didn't realize they were being oppressed by the man. So what, they got kids, they've been sending them to college, and they want to feed their families. He's done them a favor. Don't they see it? Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Come on. We all see it. White guy to the rescue. And that's what this description of this thing is. Colleges, left-leaning, social justice programs in over 100 of America's universities and colleges. And they want you to believe that they're doing the world a favor by unleashing these social justice warriors. People that do nothing except look into their miserable lives and say, I don't have anything to complain about because white people ain't doing nothing to me. So let me find something to complain about. And you know what? Everybody wants to attack a white man. So I'm going to find something. They just watch some TV. There's something to offend you if you want to be offended. You know what offends me? When these stupid white leftists, these racists, want to pretend that they want to help black folks, and all they do is enrich themselves.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.